You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Welcome back to the 27th edition of I Don't Know Shit, the Life and Times of Psycho Sid. It's time for a sit-along watching Power Bombs. This is Thidathon. I am your host, Brent Piles, of course, and with me, as always, on my Power Bomb journey through Sid's career, he is at Gia Russell and Abby. Glenn, how are you doing this fine afternoon, I suppose?
Yeah, it is afternoon, actually. Yeah, it's... yeah. And I am very grateful for you doing it at this time of day, early morning for you.
Luckily, I didn't have to work today, so.
I've had a couple of rough days, so.
Well, that's good. At least we were able to.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. Well, luckily, I didn't have to work today because I took the day off to watch basketball. So, so we were able to do this thing early, but here we are. It's time for some more Sid in Memphis, and this week he's going to be taking on a couple of WWF superstars while he's in Memphis, and we're going to hear a little promo for the first guy he's going to face, so let's have a look at it.
Beautiful.
The Undertaker, at one time, my friend, we had some things in common. You also walked on the dark side, but now you have chosen a different path. Well, when you come, you have to walk on the dark side with me. I wonder if you can make it, because if you remember, I took the tombstone, and I rise to the occasion. But see, Undertaker, there was something that didn't happen that night, something that didn't come across, something that you eased out of. See, my friend, you didn't experience this thing around here that we call the power bomb. See, if you take the power bomb, you do not come up. And see, if I get the powerbomb on you, Undertaker, it will be easy. So you will be lying at my feet, and you will look at me, and you will say the magic words. You will say, Sid Vicious, you rule the world.
Not too many men can talk about having a match with the Undertaker and say it's easy.
Yeah, he's going to powerbomb him.
Yeah. Sid's one of the few.
Yeah, definitely.
I still don't think it's going to be easy, but little these people know in Memphis that they're about to see a WrestleMania main event right before their eyes.
Mm-hmm. And this is, what year is this?
1995, so we're still a couple of years away from that.
But they've already had a couple of feuds back in 91.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I think they already had a little bit of a feud in 91. Yeah, because I think Sid's first... his first feud was with The Undertaker and Jake Roberts. So, yeah, they definitely had some matches before.
Yeah, because I saw him live in a house show.
Oh, and that too. There you go.
Yeah, beat the crap out of each other with chairs.
Oh, yeah, you have told us that story. I remember that.
No power bombs involved in that one at all.
Just powerful chair shots.
Just powerful chair shots.
All right, well, let's have a look at some highlights of the match. The Undertaker takes on the USWA champion, Sid, at the Mid-South Coliseum.
Mm.
Look at the grim Undertaker here, back in the old days. It's always weird to me to go back to the times when they didn't turn the lights down when The Undertaker came out. You're just so used to seeing the lights come down that when you don't see it, you're like, oh, this is weird.
they've made some sort of effort because they're flickering them. And
yeah, I mean, they put them down a little bit. They just had them all the way down.
No, they want everybody to see him.
Yeah, and I mean, this arena is mostly kept. Most of these arenas back in the early, in the, you know, in these days were kept pretty low lit, but this one is pretty brightened up, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. All the people are standing. How could they not be? Ooh, a big boot by the Undertaker sends Sid to the floor. Oh, what's gonna happen? Oh, I think he missed him.
Yeah.
I think he missed. It looks like they're fucking wrestling in a high school or high school auditorium because there's like a scoreboard and
he's.
Oh, the master and the ruler. I bet he's going to turn around. And the Undertaker's going to be standing.
Yep.
Come on, Sid. You should be better than that.
My loyalty is all very split with this one. Here we go.
Yeah, you know, because Glenn's a, I mean, not that I'm not a huge Undertaker fan, but I like, I've never, the Undertaker's never been my favorite wrestler, you know what I mean? But I've always liked him, and I think he's, I think he's definitely been unanimously your favorite wrestler for a number of years, right?
Oh, since the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I figured. The Undertaker is right up Glenn's alley, that's for sure. They definitely had a pole match at some point during this, because as you can see,
there's poles.
They have lots of poles. They got more poles than a strip club in this ring. They got four of them. Sid's got to know better. You can't gloat to the crowd against The Undertaker. Come on, man.
This is Jerry Lawler booking. So that could have been some weird four pole match or something.
Yeah, like a tuxedo tuxedo pole match or some shit like that. Oh, the big clothesline by The Undertaker. Uh-oh, things are looking grim for Psycho Sid here. Can fuck around with a lot of people, but you can't fuck around with The Undertaker, Sid. Sorry.
No. Here we go. This time.
Here comes the tombstone. He's up and he's down on those beautiful blonde curls. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Spell so I believe the match has been thrown out. This is a disqualification.
Yeah. Which nicely protects Sid.
Yeah, they must have got rid of Spike Huber by this point because he's not really with him anymore. I usually see Spellbinder. Oh, Spellbinder goes down. Great sell job by Sid there. Stays on his feet, but still makes it look strong by going by selling out of the ring. Good job, Sid. I miss those days of when the Undertaker, Paul Bearer, would literally have to grab the Undertaker's hair and pull it to get him to stop doing whatever he was doing. Oh, so Sid wins. Sid loses. Sid, I'm sorry, The Undertaker wins, but only by DQ. So he is not the USWA champion. I know that surprises you, Glenn, because you figured that he would definitely become the USWA champion, The Undertaker, right?
If I'm taking kayfabe, I go, oh, yeah, but I knew the results. I know.
Glenn absolutely thought The Undertaker was about to be the USWA. He absolutely did. Now he's going to take on another WWF superstar who's going to show up in the middle of a Sid beating. Well, first someone's going to try to inform Sid of this person coming, but Sid won't listen. and then he's going to interrupt a Sid beating. So here we go.
Well, I tell you what, Sid, maybe you ought to take a little time right here and take a listen to what I've got to tell you about, man, Mabel.
I want you to realize something, Lance Russell. I don't have to take the time to listen to nothing or no one because it's simple. I am Sid Vicious, and Sid Vicious rules this world.
Okay, you're the one who didn't want to take any time to listen. We'll take a break and be back. Yeah, we tried to tell you that he was here. Sid Vicious looking in the ring at a 503-pounder. He's in the ring.
You know that I've got my jeans on, and I'm not prepared.
There he is. Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you something. I am now going to get in this ring, and I'm going to kill him.
Sid heading to the ring. Mabel, men on a mission. Standing in there saying, come and get it, big guy. Let's see this unified champion. Here comes Lawler, Buddy Landell. They're pulling Mabel back as Sid being held by the Phantoms, the Spellbinder, the Shadow, Ali Bin Khan. He's up in the ring. We are going to have us. We're going to see Sid Vicious in action right now, David.
Oh, look at that. He almost got to him. Mabel took a shot at him. He didn't get him. Oh, look out. He's in there. Oh, they got him apart again.
Oh, I love the Phantoms.
The Phantoms, we got the Shadow. They have some weird fucking gimmicks going on out there. In Memphis,
That was great. I enjoyed that.
It was one of the worst pull aparts I've ever seen, because that looked like one of those ones where, like, I've never done this, but you see it on the movies where the guy's going to act tough and he's telling people to hold him back. Hold me back! Hold me back!
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like. So that was fun. Also, do you remember the hip hop group tag team? Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. I'm sure you spun that record before, haven't you, Glenn?
Yes, yeah, I have.
Tag team back again. I don't know the words. I think that's all the words I know. But
I just know the whoop, there he is bit.
Yeah. That was a very popular song back in 1993, but this was 1994, so they were still doing it. wrestling's always behind the pop culture stuff. Like, if it's popular 6 months ago, wrestling will catch up with it 6 months later. Like, people have been saying yeet for a long, long time, but wrestling fans just started knowing about it when Jey Uso started saying yeet. But it's been a thing for quite some time.
It's like with hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
We're covering the wrestling mullet area, where everybody else has moved on to something else.
Yeah. By the 90s, nobody else had mullets like that, but they were carrying them until like 96 in wrestling.
That's right.
So now let's have a look at the match. It's Sid versus Mabel. Oh, he moved the ring about 3 feet.
Yeah, ring move there.
So was Men on a Mission still a tag team by this point, or was Mo? Because he had not yet turned heel and did the whole King Mabel thing. So I think Men on a Mission, the tag team, were still a thing at this point.
Well, they said on commentary it's Mabel of Men of a Mission.
Okay. You're right. It's funny, when he's Big Daddy V, he will also wear a purple outfit that looks a lot like this.
Yeah, he did have a lot of change of wardrobe.
Oh, what a big clothesline. Took old.
It was a stiff one, that one, wasn't it?
Took old big this. Oh, is he going to. Oh, what a super nice did.
Wow.
Holy shit. Is there going to be enough? Oh, a big kick out by Mabel. He said no way.
That was a very slow count.
Yeah, that was a very, very, very.
Slow count. That was a four count.
Oh, it says whoop. There it is on his tights. Oh, he's going for the slam. Can't get it. Oh. Couldn't get the slam, Glenn.
No.
You can't go for a slam and a. I don't even. Even if you are Sid, you can't slam him and suplex him in the same match. No, Sid's in a whole lot of trouble here. Better get the Spellbinder out here. I tell you what, this referee's doing a good job of making himself invisible.
I was never a fan of MON.
No, you weren't a big Men on a Mission guy? There's a Spellbinder. He trips Mabel. Apparently the ref didn't see it. Apparently the ref also doesn't see that Mabel's feet are underneath the ropes and on the ropes. This referee sucks.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
So Sid's the winner with the help of the Spellbinder and a fucking dumbass referee.
But the referee was only making up for his error earlier on, where if he counted properly, he would have counted three anyway.
That's a good point. The people are unhappy here going, look at the people. That lady is going to kill Sid.
Yeah.
She's very angry. Now it's what's going to happen. Oh, is he back up? No? Yeah, maybe. We can't see. He's arguing with the referee. He's like, hey, you're a moron. And Spellbound is like, hey, look, I'll cast a spell on you. Here we go. They're going to whoop on him now. Whoop. But whoop, there it is what they're going to do on Mabel's ass here.
Oh.
Those are some terrible punches by the Spellbinder. Terrible punches. Please never try to perform a spinning back kick ever again, sir.
It's not as though it's not a big target to hit either, is it?
Yeah, but that guy just wasn't there for it. So there you have it. There is Sid battling the Undertaker. And battling Mabel.
Oh, Mabel. Bloody hell.
And they
started episode.
It was. I mean, a very star-set episode. This is probably the first episode where everyone knew exactly who was on the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's it for episode 27. That is all we got for you this week. We are out of here. The only thing left to do is have Glenn say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.